We get the Kaiser's Coach's Corner here at ESPN West Palm High School. Game day presented by HSS and supported by Smith Ball, Baez, and Prather Kaiser University. They are champions. They're all over the flagship campus of Kaiser University in West Palm Beach. The Kaiser Seahawks have now won 22 national championships, including back-to-back national titles in men's lacrosse, three straight NAIA women's swimming and diving titles, and of course, their first national championship in football this past season. KU has also captured 61 regular season and 63 conference tournament titles, plus a Learfield Cup trophy. Get the latest on Kaiser Seahawks Athletics, KUSeahawks.com. Colin Rousseau back, joined here now by the coach of West Boca, Coach Dylan Potts, coming into his third year, a highly touted team. Coach Potts, I appreciate you joining me today. How are you doing?
Absolutely. Thank you for having, you know, me on the show right now. You know, we're looking forward to you guys covering us on Thursday and the big matchup this week.
Big matchup on Thursday. West Boca taking on Benjamin at home at 6:30. Christian Catt and Jimmy Bell will be on the call for that. We got that covered. It's the HSS Game of the Week here at 106.3 ESPN. Coach, to jump into the team, this is coming off a year highlighted by the Hale Mallory game against Atlantic, but suffering injuries against Coconut Creek towards the end of the year. How has such a memorable year sat throughout the offseason with the team, and how have they grown from it entering the regular season now?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, right there, talking about the end of last season, you know, I think we had a very good year last year, but we, as a whole, players, coaches, organization, everything as a whole, we weren't happy with the finish. Obviously, you know, we expect to be playing in the late November, early December, and that's our goal this year. So, you know, the whole focus of the offseason is getting over that hump. Okay, we don't want to just be a team that wins a playoff game here and there. Okay, we want to be one of the most dominant, consistent teams in the state year in and year out. And I think, you know, this year is a chance to go compete and win it all. But, you know, right now we're focused week by week and just taking one game at a time.
30-0 victory in the kickoff classic against Jupiter. Pretty convincing, Coach. And Jamie and Mallory, the stud running back for you guys, didn't even dress. I want to ask you, what are the expectations this season of the rushing attack as a whole, but also the stud junior running back?
The expectations for the run game this year is, you know, we set our goals out of being the number one rushing offense in the state of Florida. And that might not be just from a yardage perspective, but, we also look at more yards per carry and average per game. And, you know, I think Javian set his expectations even higher. I know he's made it clear he wants to rush for 2,000 this year. So he's got his eyes set on some very lofty goals. And, you know, I think with the pieces that we have, not only with him at running back, but the other three kids that we have at running back, two of them already with Division I offers as well, too, we have the chance to have the best rushing attack in the state this year.
Coach, in the kickoff classic, two quarterback rotation, a little bit of Mason Mallory, a little bit of Trey Moran. Huge game this weekend, huge stretch of games, I should say. We'll get into that a little bit later. Who are we giving the nod to at quarterback come Thursday? Do you plan on rotating, or are you planning on going with one?
I think they're both going to play. Like I said, I mean, I think they both bring a lot of great things to the table. They're a little bit unique in their own ways. You know, Mason really can stand back there in the pocket and deliver, you know, very accurate. You know, he's had a lot of arm strength this offseason. Like, that gives us a real deep threat in the pass game. Trey brings a different dimension with his legs and stuff like that. But, you know, more than anything, they're both great teammates, and there's never one more that's, you know, when Trey throws a touchdown, the first person congratulating him is Mason, and when Mason throws a touchdown, it's Trey. You know, those two really work well together, and it's, you know, they do a great job of complementing the offense and bringing their own unique skill set to the table.
Coach, this week against Benjamin, matching up with one of the best defensive players in the conference with Adam Bologan Ali at linebacker for Benjamin, a four-star linebacker at that. With a player like that, how are you looking to contain him, and how does he really fare into the game plan, with especially with your balanced rushing attack?
Well, I mean, I think when you have talented players, like you're talking about number 10, Adam from Benjamin, one of the best linebackers, not just in South Florida, but in the country, you know, it's never, hey, we're going to completely shut him out. I mean, he's a great player. He's going to get his. But, you know, our job is to make sure we know where he is at all times. And that's something that we're working on. We get, you know, all week of just acknowledging where he's at, because they do a good job of moving him around a little bit of different spots, from DN to Mike, Will, a little bit of everywhere. So, you know, we just have to have a game plan of knowing where he's at what specific drive.
With such a formidable run game, and, you know, jumping around at who's at running, I mean, at quarterback, excuse me, tell me what the balance of the offensive game plan would be. You mentioned that you wanted to get 2,000 yards rushing out of junior running back Javian Mallory, but how do you plan on balancing the passing attack with the rushing attack this coming year?
Well, we've always tried to be a very balanced team. I know everyone, when you think West Boca, you think of, hey, they're just going to run the ball. But, you know, last year, I think Mason threw for close to 2,000. So we've always made it a pretty, you know, evident that we're trying to be a balanced team. So I think we want, definitely this year, with the addition of Mark Hannaford, a few of our other young receivers, Kyle Andrews, Zach Walls, Jaden Elder, some of the guys that have really stepped up, Billy Clancy, you know, we think we can take our passing game to a different level this year as well, too.
And with a sizable bulk of production coming from your current junior class of your Bulls, tell me how that class has developed together over these last 3 years, and what are you expecting for them as this regular season rolls along?
Well, it's, you know, most of these juniors that are with us now that are going to be, you know, our 26 kids, they've been starting for 2 years. This will be their third year. So, you know, when they came in, even though they were just young freshmen, they were starting right off the bat. So they've had a chance to kind of grow and mature. And now I think they've taken that next step, not just from their gameplay, but from the maturity and their leadership role, because now they understand they have young kids looking up to them. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, when you're playing a bunch of freshmen 2 years ago like we did, there's not as many older guys for them to lean on when they go through tough times and things like that, that young kids all eventually do. So now that they've really taken the next step from a leadership perspective, I've just seen our team just grow more and more because of that.
Colin Russo joined by head coach Dylan Potts of the West Boca Bulls. They're taking on Benjamin this Thursday, 6:30 HSS game of the week out here at 106.3 ESPN. Coach, all first 4 weeks, Benjamin at Palm Beach Central, Seminole Ridge, Treasure Coast all in a row, Atlantic still at the end of the year. Walk me through the philosophy and putting together such a gauntlet of a schedule like that.
Well, you know, the goal for us is to be playing in December. And I know they haven't released the day of the state championship yet, but we think it's going to be sometime first week of December. So everything geared in this regular season is to get us ready for the playoffs and get us ready to hopefully be playing in December like our goals are to be. So that was, you know, when we're putting together a schedule, we thought we need to challenge ourselves. And we need to see a little bit different of all kinds of teams. You know, you get a Benjamin team that's similar to us that likes to play defense and run the football. And then you have a Palm Beach Central team that's got the 4-star receivers that can throw the ball all over the place. And you got Treasure Coast, another dominant rushing offense. You got Bishop Barreau, who's a team with one of the best quarterbacks in the country, and then ending off with Atlantic. So we want to be battle tested when we get to the playoffs. You know, for us, we want to get to the playoffs and say, okay, hey, we've seen teams like Western, Bishop Barreau, Atlantic, Palm Beach Central, Benjamin. You know, we're ready for whatever comes to us. We don't want to get to the playoffs and be shell shocked that we're all of a sudden playing teams that we haven't seen that caliber yet.
Coach, it's important to be battle-tested as postseason football rolls along, but that's way down the line. What is something that you are hoping for your team to continue improving upon that you've seen they've improved upon since training camp has started? I know it's hard to nitpick a 30-0 kickoff classic victory, but what's something you're hoping your team can really center in and hope to improve as we roll along the next couple weeks?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, for us, it's always going to start with defense. I mean, we pride ourselves in playing defense and running the football, and that's been our, you know, what we believe is the DNA to win a championship, and that's how we built this team, and that's how we've molded the team, that's how we practice, that's how we do everything. So we're going to hang our hat on our defense. We believe we have one of the top defenses in the state. You know, it's something we got to improve on. We got to get off to a faster start offensively. You know, like I said, I think our offense just needs to get clicking a little bit earlier and stuff like that. I think now that JVN's back out on the field, he kind of brings that extra juice that we, you know, needed last week on offense in the first quarter. We got going once we started going, but I want us to get off to a fast start, because against a team like Benjamin, you don't have a choice. You know, you get off to a slow start, you know, they could be up 7-14-0 before you know it.
Coach, you mentioned the juniors coming in as freshmen, making immediate impacts and not really having a lot of older mentorship-like roles in the classes ahead of them to lean on. And I want to ask you, in a county where jumping schools and transferring and really individualized football has become so relevant, especially in the wake of NIL and the collegiate athletics, what has been sort of your message to your guys to get them to buy into the system that you have implemented and to make sure that they stick around and really see this through and develop properly as football players and as leaders and young men?
Well, I think it's been, you know, the key to that for us is just giving the kids everything they need here. That's something we try to do not only as a coaching staff, but as a school and organization and community as a whole, is give the kids everything they need here to possibly be successful, get them to college, get them the exposure, and have a plan for everyone. And that's why, you know, when you think of West Boca, I hope people think, okay, wow, those kids play a lot of kids. And that's because, you know, we have a lot of kids that we want to get to college, and it's not just going to be playing one running back or one quarterback or two defensive, you know, only two D tackles. You know, we're going to play a lot of kids. We're going to play a lot of kids because I think, you know, our message is, hey, you come here, you work hard, you do what you're supposed to do, you do well in the classroom, you're good in the community, we're going to take care of you, we're going to do everything we can to get you to the next level. So I think when the kids feel that they're taken care of, they've kind of bought into it now. And now it's, you know, it's really a player-led team more than anything, with guys like Javian Mallory, Mason Mallory, Xavier Reed. Those guys really lead by example. So I've always said this, and I've always firmly believe it, you know, when your best players are also your best leaders, you have a chance to be really good, and that's what we have here.
Head coach of West Boca Bulls, Dylan Potts, joining me now on ESPN High School Game Day, presented by HSS and supported by Smith Ball Buys and Prather. Coach, who is your unsung hero of this year's roster? A guy not receiving a ton of hype, but somebody you have really high expectations for to really make a big contribution as the season rolls along?
I'll do one on offense and one on defense. Okay. I think on offense. On offense for us, it's our right guard, Daquan Bradley. I mean, he does a right, you know, junior, first-team All-County kid as a sophomore, a few Division I offers. Just a kid that's a very quiet, humble kid, but he's really the glue to that offensive line. You know, I know the running backs and everything, but without that offensive line, things aren't getting going the way they are. So he does a really good job of just bringing everyone together. Great kid. Couldn't ask for a better kid to coach. And, you know, on top of being all the, you know, being such a good kid and such a good leader, he's a very, very dominant player. I mean, he's the key to us on offense. And on defense, I think it's Max Reed at linebacker. You know, I know you hear a lot about Xavier Reed at D-tackle, and I'm not taking anything away from Xavier because we all know what he can do. His younger brother, Max, who's a sophomore linebacker this year, is really taking the next step in the summer and the preseason as someone that we're going to hang our hat on at defense. I mean, I really believe he has a chance, you know, in the next couple years to prove himself as a top linebacker in the state. So those are two kids that, you know, might not get the recognition they deserve right now, but I believe, you know, after the season, they will be on the map and everyone will know about them.
Coach, is it a feel thing throughout the game, playing two quarterbacks on, you know, if one's playing a little better than another, how do you handle it as a head coach to make sure that not only are you fielding the best offense you possibly can to win the game, but also you're playing with confidence with quarterbacks and with vibe and really chemistry? How are you going to handle that as games roll along?
Well, I think it's repetition. I think, you know, we can't do something, we cannot do something in practice and expect to come out doing it in a game. So I think everything we do is always going to be, can we get it done in practice? We get it done in practice, I feel comfortable that we can go out and execute that in the game. And then from there, it's always a lot of game flow. I mean, it's one thing to have a game plan and say, hey, I'm going to do this, this, and this. But until you really get in the game and the bullets start flying, you know, that's where you got to get a flow for the game. And there might be times where one of them gets hot and the other's not as hot, and it's nothing, you know, it's just they're on a hot streak and stuff like that. So we'll take it game by game. And, you know, like I said, but I believe I'm very comfortable with either one of them in there, that they both can do, you know, get the job done at an extremely high level.
West Boca head coach Dylan Potts joining ESPN West Palm High School Game Day presented by HSS and supported by Smith Ball, Baez, and Prather, taking on Benjamin at home at 6:30 this Thursday. Christian Catt and Jimmy Bell on the call. You can hear that right here on 106.3 ESPN. Coach Potts, I appreciate you joining me today. Best of luck on Thursday. Looking forward to watching it.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me on, and look forward to seeing you guys out there on Thursday.
Coach Potts, you have a good one. Thank you so much. This is Colin Russo on 106.3 ESPN High School Game Day. We'll be back after this.